I don't know what the relationship between our generation and that music is, but maybe someday some anthropologist will be like, this is what was going on.
Whether you're an anthropologist, ethnomusicologist, or just a music fan, you've probably heard of bands like the Felice Brothers, the Low Anthem, and Daniel Martin Moore, leading the newest wave of the folk revival. Now, you can add another name to that list, Annie and the Beekeepers. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi there, I'm Rita Houston. A double bass, acoustic guitars, banjo, and a cello do not an indie electronic or hard rock act make, but it is what makes up Annie and the Beekeepers, an acoustic trio that formed in Boston during 2006 around the songwriting of Berklee School of Music grad Annie Lynch, whose voice calls to mind a younger Dawn Landis. They're all multi-instrumentalists and use their talent to add a lot of sweet layers to their honey-sounding EP, Squid Hell Session. A fairly new band, Annie and the Beekeepers haven't given up their day jobs yet, and when Annie isn't on stage, she told FUV's Claudia Marshall that she usually has an even tougher crowd to please. Toddlers.
I teach music classes to toddlers.
So how does your experience with toddlers inform your music, or does it? Is it just apples and oranges?
I think it's kind of apples and oranges, though. I feel like I learn a lot about performing when I play songs for them, and about just sort of how to be flexible. I don't know, they're just the most honest critic that there is. If they don't like something, they're like, I don't like that. They're like just like off doing something else, or they'll come up to you and just like try and take the guitar out of your hands, like, stop.
I'm going down to that place, going down by the riverside where I see my face in the water and the tall grass grows where the river overflows, where the rain falls heavy on that place. I see my face in the water. Some days I get lost out there, where the river only takes water it's handed.
Did you guys, Alex and Annie, did you find that your voices just blended from the start?
Yes.
I
don't remember.
I don't know. I think natural. That they did, but yeah. I mean, definitely.
Yeah, I used to sing a lot less in the band back in the day, and then.
Really?
Yeah, I used to play. Just cello.
Just cello mostly. Yeah. I think that they did, and then it was like, they did, like, it felt right, but then I think that what you hear now is more of a result, is definitely a result of us having sung together. And
yeah, we had another bandmate who did three-part harmonies, so we mm-hmm. kind of milked that when he was in the band, and right. then once he left, we kind of discovered that
yeah,
a little bit, because we hadn't really heard each other sing, just the two of us, and then
That's
it was
true.
Kind of gone from there.
Was there a moment when you went,
that's happened before, especially on the Squid Hell Sessions EP on the Like a Dog recording. There are times where we're like, I don't even know which one is which. Like, there were times where we were just like, this is blending.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Harmony. Harmony is not happening.
What can I say when all my senses turn to fear? All the colors turn to gray and all is clearly unclear. And everyone who knows me treats me like I'm an idea. Two shakes of the tail and you get what you ask for. Like the ticking of a clock, the unwinding of a watch, our time keeps moving along. Now the whole world is out there singing to the moon while I'm in here howling at all of you like a dog.
Live versions of Again and Again and In the Water from Annie and the Beekeepers. Their EP is called Squid Hell Sessions. Today's Take 5 was produced by Andrew Hirschman. Hear more from these and other artists in the online archives at WFUV.org.